my God. It definitely is a wonderful, wonderful night when we have a superstar diva calling all the way from England. There she is, Carol Jenny.
Hello, guys. How are you?
We are doing wonderful. How are you doing tonight, Carol?
I am fine. You know, it's 3 a.m. in the morning here, but, you know, it's cool. We're so used to staying up. Time zones.
The party's just beginning. It's only 3 o'clock, right?
Exactly. Just like the good old days of Studio 54.
Hey, do me a favor. Can you get me tonight's or tomorrow's lottery numbers?
just
a stupid joke. I know. So, Carol, I'm so thrilled to have you. You are an icon, a legend, and you are a disco diva from the 80s. You've had so many hits, Mercy, and what is that?
Hit and Run Lover, my dear.
Oh, my God. That was a top of the chart song right there.
Exactly. And the original vocalist for Get On Up and Do It Again, that came out under the name of Susie Q.
Yes.
But I am the original Susie Q, Get On Up and Do It Again.
Really? I had no idea.
Well, you know, knowledge is power. We learn every day. Yes, that is more. Lots of scandals, my dear, but yes, I am the original Susie Q.
Oh, my God. You know what else I didn't know about you until I read your bio tonight? Is that I didn't know that you
were
originally from Nigeria. And you moved to Canada. How old were you when you did that?
My dear, I knew this would be the first thing. My dear, I am still young. I was a child.
Oh, okay, because I was going to ask, how difficult was it for you to acclimate from Nigeria to Canada? I mean, that's quite a jump and quite a move.
It wasn't really. My dad was a pathologist, and he, he studied medicine at McGill University in Montreal, Canada. So he was already established there. So it wasn't really a change. Don't forget, Nigeria was under the British colony. So, you know, I lived in Lagos, the city. So nothing was really different except for the winter.
Exactly. Well, you know, we've got quite some winters here. We've had a brutal winter. Are you getting all the snow that we're getting, or are you having a nice winter?
We are, because the world is changing, and it's funny. Here in the UK, most people complain about not having white Christmas, but for some reason, the last few years, everybody now is complaining that there's too much snow. But, you know, global warming, the world has changed. You know, it's different now, but we're getting it all over the place.
Now, you are right. Now, speaking of changing, music has drastically changed since you began, what, in the 70s, 80s, right?
Late 70s. I recorded Hit and Run Lover in 1979 originally, 78, 79.
Right. Now, music then, before that it was 8-tracks and cassettes and CDs and vinyl and LP. Now we're doing the digital download. How are you, how have you adjusted? Are you doing all right with the digital download?
Well, you know, I am, but, you know, I still come from the old school. I even still have the 2-inch reel tapes, but you really can't beat the good old days. But, you know, we have to adapt to, new technology. It's easier on the internet, for example, what we're doing tonight. But, you know, I come from the old school. I love live instrumentation, but, you know, we just have to move with the times.
I agree. Now, I got a question. Who are some of your, I want to go back. I want to go back in time a little bit. When you first started, who were some of your inspirations that helped you get into the dance scene? What got you going?
But the influence, Tina Turner, the Staple Singers.
Nice.
Yeah, Gladys Knight, all the greats. Those are my influences, really.
Yeah. Who are your current favorites? I mean, do you like Lady Gaga or Beyonce, Whitney?
I love Lady Gaga because she's very young, but she is. Remember how Madonna? She is like the new Madonna.
Yeah. She's out there with her outfits and her. I mean, her. She's just so crazy, over the top. But her music is wonderful.
It really is. I love Lady Gaga. You know, she's so cool, but, all the young people love her, too.
Good to know. So Lady Gaga is on your iPod. Who else do you like?
Oh, my God. I love, Ginny Tracy. She's a friend of mine. I love her. Simone Dinet, I love her. And, in fact, Marcos Cerrone, who's a major, major fan, said to please say hello to Simone Dinet. But I love all the great divas. Patti LaBelle, I love Aretha Franklin. Celine Dion, the list goes on.
The list is going on, and you're in that list. I mean, you've been cranking out the hits 30-some-odd years.
I'm still 192 today. Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Time flies.
I mean, you know, and you're doing it. Now, in the 90s, I read your profile, and I was kind of really reading in deep, and it says that you a lot of your old stuff was reworked and remastered and remixed, and then now in the 2000s, now you're working with Jimmy D. Robinson, and you've got a new song. How did that come about, and tell us what's going on there?
Well, I met Jimmy D. Robinson in Miami when I came out there for Pride, Gay Pride, and I went to see C-Vox perform. You know, we talked about collaborating, you know, and from then on, we sort of hit it off, and we're doing this now. You know, we have lots of songs. He is a legend. You know, Jimmy D. Robinson is a songwriter, poet, a lyricist, dance music, progressive dance, tribal electronica. He is so cool.
And you know what else?
Very versatile.
You know what else you forgot? Grammy Award winner.
Yes. Oh, let me give you a history. Jimmy D. Robinson's works has earned him a sterling reputation in the world of publishing and music, widely recognized as one of today's most prolific writers. Robinson's poems, music, stories, and lyrics and song reflects the hardships he has endured and the triumphs overcoming them, which is why I chose this poem, Broken, because of the hardships. You know, just over a year ago, I lost both my parents 6 months apart. And it was very difficult. This is why I moved to England, to help look after my mom.
Okay.
So I chose that, you know, the lyrics, you know, very deep, very meaningful.
Yeah.
So that's how we got together. And we have lots more songs to come.
Good, good, good. I mean, this is so exciting. I mean, you're going to be top of the charts. I know we're going to do everything we can to help you out, and I know you're going to make it to number one. Hey, I got a question now. Your other songs, Hit and Run Lover and Mercy, which of all the songs you did in the past, which one was the biggest song that you've done?
Hit and Run Lover is the classic.
Yeah.
They were both top of Billboard charts when it came out. This is what caused the confusion with the Suzy Q track. But Hit and Run Lover is the biggest, actually. But a lot of people, Mercy is also a classic, but Hit and Run Lover really is my signature tune.
Now, I got a question. The music from when you first started to today, the vibe of dance music has so drastically changed. What do you think about today's dance music versus the music of then? I mean, what's your personal feeling?
Yeah, but in the good old days, we were happy. The world has become very angry, and it's reflecting in the music. This is why the likes of the Freemasons, whenever you have a great new dance track that is melodious, everybody wants it. You say, wow, just like the good old days. I think we need to get back to how it used to be.
Right.
Because if you listen to the classics, the melodies were there.
Yeah.
And, you know, do you understand? Well, you're a DJ. You know what I'm talking about.
We need
to return to the good old days of great melodies.
I just wanted to check myself and make sure I was on the right path, because I agree with you wholeheartedly.
That is so true. You know, we need to get back to the way it was.
What do you got going on in the works? What's coming up in the future? What are you working on? Any events, gigs, booking, CDs?
Fire and Dreams. I'm promoting Broken, the single at the moment. Well, lots of remixes. We have some more production to do with Jimmy D. Robinson. He's really working so hard, and I'd like to thank all the remixes. I'd love to thank DMA for granting this interview. So
not
there's lots
problem.
Of stuff going on.
And you know we're here for you. As soon as you crank out those hits, send them on over to us. We'll play them, we'll push them, and we'll do everything we can to make you number one, Carol.
Thank you so much.
Finally, a couple more things. One more thing. Is there anything you'd like to say to the listeners and fans out there?
You know, enjoy the music, be happy, and love each other. Love is the principal thing. We're living in very difficult times now, and, you know, music is a powerful tool. Music saved my life, and I think it is important that we return to the love and help each other. You know, there's a lot of crisis, you know, recently with the Chile, Haiti, all the everything going on. We're all one, we're all equal, you know, including the Uganda, this thing going on with the Uganda legislation, you know, but we've got to come back to basics. We are all one. We have to love each other and treat each other with respect.
Exactly. We are all born from the same blood, from one we are many, correct?
That is true.
And live, love, and prosper. Carol Janney, thank you so much for checking in tonight. I am so, so humbled and proud and glad that you took the time to call all the way from England. Carol, we're going to play your song. Tell everybody what it is, the name of the song, and what we're going to play.
Jimmy D. Robinson presents Carol Janney, Broken.
Oh, yeah, baby. Here it comes. This has got to be your next number one hit.
Thank you.
Everything Jimmy and you does comes to Golden. You're just going to help him get there quicker.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Carol. This is Dance Mix America, America's Dance Mix Authority. The song is called Broken, and this is DMA.